Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for waking up with us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Newly not single DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
If you didn't tune in yesterday, maybe you had a day off of work. Majestic popped the question to his girl that he'd been dating exclusively for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And she said, after he asked her, you want to be my girlfriend? She said, yeah, sure. Okay.
Let's go back to Mexican food.
Yeah. She's like, it's cool.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Congratulations, bro.
Hey, thank you.
All right, man. Do you guys have a go-to when it's this freezing? Like something that just brings warmth to your life? Like something you like to do or eat?
See, I grew up where it's colder, so
yeah,
nah.
You're right, Brian.
Like, I know that we're like pretending it's winter here. I know. I mean, it has been a little bit cold.
It's been cold. It's for been. LA.
You're from Detroit. Your parents.
I know.
Fury at
sure,
you right now.
However, I've lived here for 10 years, so I can still complain.
My point is that well, we're going to complain no matter what. We're going to throw our scarves on, our Uggs. Everyone's going to dress like they walked out of some sort of LL Bean catalog or whatever. But I don't. It just doesn't really. And I have an apartment with no heat, so. Swear,
So it's no difference between you sleeping indoor or outdoor, bro. It's kind of like you're camping every day.
It's how my apartment is, man. These old buildings, they don't have heat. I don't have AC.
That's what's up. So you just take it, man. Chelsea,
camping, I'm roughing it.
I'm going to use the excuse of, because I've been eating pizza the last, I haven't ordered like a pizza to myself in probably like a year or so. And lately, like last night and this past weekend, I've just been craving pizza.
What do you get on it, Chelsea?
Yesterday I did a veggie pizza. So it was like olives, onions, green peppers, mushrooms. So that was kind of a good comfort for me.
Man, the wifey threw down some hot chocolate yesterday, some Mexican hot chocolate, which is abuelita, right? So these chocolate tablets that you throw in on a pot and you fill it up with milk and you make it boil. And then literally that chocolate tablet just melts in there. And it's so good with a little concha, which is Mexican bread, with just sugar on top. But you heat it back up in the oven. And then you dip it in the hot chocolate with some marshmallows. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, baby.
Like March Madness?
Exactly, because March is coming up. Listen, whatever you got going on, it is cold out, but it is a beautiful moon out this morning. It's still dark outside, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Just look up. Legit, this morning, I thought we left a light on in our backyard patio. I was like, why is it so bright out? It was just the moon. It was one of those supermoon situations.
Yeah.
And the wind's been blowing all the clouds out of here. That's also probably why it's so cold, because we have no cloud cover. But it is nice because you actually feel like we got clean air you can breathe.
Mm. Amen to that. That's a concept right there, right? All right, family. Coming up next, we have Mia, Bad Bunny, and Drake. Also, Call Out My Name by The Weeknd. Stay tuned. Good morning to you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us on this chilly morning. Although, we are going to climb into the low 60s today, and it's going to be sunny, so hang in there, all right? Interesting situation right here. The importance of you and those that you care for in regards to learning street slang. It's very important because it can prove at times that a lot of miscommunication can happen, like in this situation at a Home Depot in Kansas where the bomb squad was called into a Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
This is the way it broke down. There's a dude in a bathroom stall at the Home Depot, and he apparently announced out loud to everybody that was in the bathroom, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up. And the other customer that was in the bathroom ran out, went up to a Home Depot employee and said, hey, someone has a bomb in the building. They just announced it. You need to call the cops now. The bomb squad legit rolled up to the Home Depot. And really, all they needed was a plunger, yo.
I mean, this person's a moron. Like, I've been at this office and someone was like, oh, I'm blowing it up in here. But like, that's not street slang. That's just an old person who is just has nothing to do on their hands, who like literally was like, oh, bombing a Home Depot. I'm out of here.
It's also someone who has no filter, because that's so TMI. Hello.
No, you need to know.
I appreciate
Trust
that.
Me. That's not the first time someone that like that person who's in that stall is like, listen, I've been through this before. I know my body. I know what's brewing, and I know you're not going to want to be here for this.
Yeah, but I don't want to put a face to whoever does, whoever drops that bomb. Like, I'd rather not.
Don't look over the stall.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We've all been guilty of this. If something's going on, if something smells kind of fishy, you look down to see if you recognize the shoes.
Yeah, you do.
You're like, I know those shoes. And then if you don't know them, the rest of the day in the office or at work, you're like trying to match the shoes. Like that day, you didn't know who it was. Later, we found out it's one of our homies from the IT department.
And I appreciate the honesty. Here's the thing. We've all been there. We've all had a rough bathroom go. And you know what? I kind of do appreciate someone saying, like, you're not going to want to be sitting next to this. Like,
right.
You're going to hear and smell things that you'll never be able to undo in your life. You're going to walk away here with post-traumatic stress disorder.
He works in IT. He could have just sent us an email. You know what I'm saying? Like, work it out. But, you know, definitely, I think that should be taught at least. Or just common sense, street common sense, you know, in regards to, obviously, he's referring to going número dos. Also, I feel like thinking back into school, guys, like, I think we should have learned a lot more practical skills, like especially like budgeting or like more like classes on regards to like credit cards. You know what I'm saying? Like just stuff that we can actually apply immediately and not get into like crazy debt. Right. Like I don't remember learning that in economics class in high school, you know?
I'm still mad that I had to learn all the state capitals.
Yeah,
what
for,
a waste of time. Like, well, I've never been in a situation where someone's like, what's the capital of North Dakota? And I'm like, Bismarck! Nailed it!
Is it really?
I think it's Bismarck.
Can we get a confirmation on that?
I think it's Pierre, South Dakota, Bismarck, North Dakota. And I don't need to know that. I'm never going to those places, ever. And if I'm there, I've been abducted. Come get me. I'm not there on purpose.
That's right! Producer Brett's
nailed it.
Thumbs up.
I know that from kindergarten.
See, I'm impressed though by you,
Chelsea. If you're on a first date with a dude, right, and all of a sudden, you know, he just brings this kind of wisdom to the table. Capitals of South Dakota and North Dakota. Maybe you didn't even know that there was a South and North Dakota. Is that impressive?
Yeah, I'd be like, you're my phone a friend if I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's right.
One
day. Done.
Trivia King.
Mm-hmm. Date number two, obviously happening.
The Chelsea Report.
This is very exciting.
Is it really?
So if you're a Jonas Brothers fan, get excited because it looks like the Joe Bros are planning an epic reunion. Yes, Tam, get it.
Whoa.
Chelsea and Tamara, who's on our social media, are both dancing in studio, jumping up and down.
Oh, it brings back so many memories.
It's funny they're doing this. I'm looking at the news right now, and I haven't seen any of them file for bankruptcy.
Well, so here's the thing. They haven't come out and confirmed it yet, but this is kind of like the rumor right now. There's been rumors that they flew to London to discuss the comeback, and I'm hearing that they're basically going to do a new album, documentary, and maybe even a tour. And actually, I heard from a couple, I have some sources, music songwriters that confirmed that they've been working with them on new music. So I feel like I can talk about it now that it's pretty much almost confirmed.
There you go, Chels.
Isn't there like,
sort of, kind of.
Isn't there one like Rogue Jonas they never put in anything? Can they bring that? I'll only support the tour if they put Rogue Jonas on like the cowbell or something.
Frankie Jonas.
Frankie Jonas needs
the fourth?
Oh, sure is.
Yeah. How do you feel for that kid, Frankie Jonas? Let him play the cowbell or the tambourine or something.
I know. He's fine. He's probably, you know, living with one of them in their guest houses or something. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, actually.
Sounds like they're holding him captive.
He was acting for a minute, right?
This is very sad that we're trying to figure out.
Excited.
Save Frankie Jonas. Save Frankie Jonas. Brad, I'm trying to get on board with this Jonas Brothers thing.
Maybe he'll join the tour. I don't know. Anyways.
Right along.
Very excited.
This is big time news, Edgar.
Big news. We're excited about it. Another really big news story. This is a cool local story. So a North Hollywood high school teacher, Melissa Burton, and her students from Oakwood are nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary.
That is awesome right there.
Yeah, so the documentary is called Period, End of Sentence. It's about menstruation, which, you know, obviously can sometimes be a taboo topic.
Yeah.
So these students, this is really cool. They created the documentary as a marketing tool for a nonprofit they created called The Pad Project. And their mission was to get a machine that creates biodegradable pads to a rural village in India. The students were in charge of the fundraising, creating the nonprofit, and bringing the documentary to life. So here's the teacher talking about it a little bit.
Who better to sort of be the voice for that than high school young women who are in that moment? I think the students have definitely felt different responses from their classmates and have felt a little less shy about something that maybe we don't need to feel so shy about.
Yeah, big shout out to Oakwood High School students, and thank you for making this film, because now I know what I'm going to show both of my daughters.
Right?
I'm like, yo, sit down. Watch this.
Take a look.
Well, how old do you do that at? You're like, sit down, 7 and 5 year olds.
Well, that would be Janet's job, right?
Like, how- my wife?
Yeah,
I hope. So, we can get Frankie Jonas to help us.
Yeah, or if you have a son someday.
That's a bad idea.
Frankie Jonas. He needs. I'm looking at his thing right now, man. He really needs this, Jonas Brothers. Don't write out Frankie.
What are you reading about him right now?
Just how sad everything he's done has been, and no one cares.
Really?
Oh my God.
He gets credited with cameo appearances in his brother's TV show.
Frankie, we love you, bro.
Oh, that's so bad.
Is this a song?
Oh my God.
So it plays on a loop in his head all day.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but that's dope, man. Shout out to Oakwood High School.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's be honest, man. Even us as adults, we get influenced by social media. I mean, that's a given. Whether it be something cool that you see somebody wearing or the way somebody's taking a picture of themselves or whatever it may be. So you can imagine that with teenagers and kids, it's even easier to influence them. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about, a very dangerous social media challenge that has gone viral. They want you to talk to your little brothers, little sisters, if you got kids, whatever it may be, to not do this situation, because it's really, really dumb, but a lot of kids are doing it, man.
Well, it is funny, man. Nowadays, like, all my little cousins will delete Instagram photos if they don't get a certain amount of likes.
Wow.
Right?
So sad.
Right? It's crazy. Yeah. I put one up on my cousin's Instagram. He's 11. And he was like, if it doesn't get 600 likes, I'm deleting it. And now I'm rooting for... I'm like, wait, what? It's like a cool picture, man. I work in radio. He's like, that didn't get enough likes, man. Deleted.
Jeez.
Telling you, monster. Right now, it's called the 48-hour challenge. And I'll explain what the challenge is, basically. It's basically an internet challenge that encourages kids to disappear from their families and lives and whatever, completely disappear for 48 hours. So basically, you're just leaving, disappearing, vanishing into thin air. And the way the challenge goes is you get points for everybody who, like, tweets about you missing.
Tags you or speaks of you.
Right. Or, like, a post goes viral, like, have you seen this person? Or, like, you know, if your mom cries on a video, points.
What? Like, you guys? Is this what it's come to?
Yes.
I know, man.
I thought the Tide Pod thing was a challenge was bad.
When they were eating Tide Pods?
That's bad. That was bad. But this is, like, a whole other level, too.
Even during the polar vortex that was happening in the Midwest and the East, you had the boiling water challenge. Mm-hmm. Where people were throwing up boiling water in the air to see if it would freeze. And it was landing on their face. People have died because of this, you know, just to go viral.
Yeah, so basically it's kind of like, hey, let's trick everyone into thinking you disappeared, and let's see who's the most loved person and whose parents freak out the most. Every time I see one of these challenges, I'm just like, man, this just seems like survival of fittest, like Darwinism. Like, that you're a dumb person. Yeah. You're a dumb person eating Tide Pods and disappearing. Well, now police are saying that people caught participating in the 48-hour challenge can face criminal charges, because if your parents report you missing and the police are now looking for you, you're wasting resources, taxpayer dollars. You're taking police off the streets, like, who are, you know, dealing with real crime, and now they're looking for your dumbass up in a treehouse somewhere, like, hey, looking on social media, like, oh, there's a hashtag trending. Look, it's going viral. It's like, you watch this. I just saw the show, the movie on Netflix, Abducted in Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
And if you're a parent who's seen that, you're losing your mind, this 48-hour challenge. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's
of.
What I'm thinking of, too, because I've been watching, freaking myself out, but watching the Ted Bundy on Netflix, and every kidnapper, serial killer that knows about this challenge is like, yes, that's horrible to say, but it's true. Like, this is awful.
Just put up a tweet real quick. 48-hour challenge, I'm doing it. No, they're disappearing. Yeah, so don't do it. Tell everyone not to do it. It just seems, on the surface, it just seems like one of the dumbest things ever to terrify your family like that. Like, nobody wants to. Like, I remember my mom losing my brother at Disneyland for 45 minutes. That panic. That's just the 45-minute challenge at Disneyland.
I used to get lost. I grew up in Santa Ana, and La Calle Cuatro, 4th Street, is just, we had a concert there. You guys remember? Mm-hmm. We had a concert there with Miguel. But Calle Cuatro, there's a bunch of shops and stores and stuff like that. And I would hate to go shopping with my mom, but she would make me because nobody else was going to take care of me, right? So we'd go and she would go shopping for, I don't know, her clothes or whatever it may be. And you know, remember those round stands? In the middle that hold a lot of dresses and clothes.
Yeah, you hide clothes in racks, them.
Yes. Yes, I would hide in the middle of them. But having a Latina Mexicana mom, when she would find me, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I was so worried, she would just whoop me.
You know what?
Like, what are you doing getting lost? So I never even dared to try to get lost on purpose or to try to be like, I'm running away. They'd be like, all right, cool, later.
I think parents have gotten soft then. If this 48-hour challenge thing is taken off, that means kids are not afraid to come walking back in the door. I scored 40 points.
Exactly.
If I walked into the house, I would turn around and leave. I'd be like, my mom's going to kill me,
exactly,
guys.
Exactly, man.
It's over.
Whatever it is, man, have that conversation with little bro, little sis, man. It's not cool whatsoever to do any of these challenges at all. There's seriously a lot of danger behind it, all right? Coming up next in 5 more minutes, we have the Ant Mini Mix with DJ Majestic kicking off over an hour of commercial-free music for you. Also, your chance to win 4 VIP passes to our exclusive meet and greet hangout session with the Latin boy band CNCO. You're hearing right here. It's going down tonight at a secret location. All you got to do is play. Is Ryan Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids coming up next?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Your chance to win 4 VIP passes to our exclusive meet and greet hangout with the Latino boy band CNCO going down tonight at a secret location. All you got to do is play Is Brian Smarter Than a Car Full of Kids, the kids' trivia game. We have Melody from View Park on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
All right, you guys win. That was amazing.
Yeah, that's intimidating.
That was so good.
That's the best good morning ever. All right, Melody, yes. Who is in the car with you and what is their age?
I got my two amazing daughters, Ava, who is 12, and Alana, who's 10.
Oh, awesome. We were thinking about naming my second daughter Alana, potentially. Alana, how do you like your name? Do you love your name or not really?
I really do like my name because a lot of people don't really have this name, and it makes me feel unique and special.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hear you, Alana. I'm named Brian, and so are 9 million other people from the 80s.
You get Brian and Ryan.
Yeah. I know. It's the worst.
Thank you, Alana. That was a very strong recommendation. All right. Right?
Yeah.
All right, Ava, why do you believe you and your sister will be able to beat Brian at the kids' trivia game?
I think...
What was that?
One yet, and he's not... He hasn't won yet.
That's true.
And he doesn't seem that bright with the kids' kind of...
Trivia.
Stuff.
Thank you, yeah. You said that last part. What if the phone just cut out? He doesn't seem very bright. Crickets.
Period. So cute.
All
right, Brian is stepping outside of the studio. We're going to give you guys 30 seconds to answer 3 questions. It's going to be the same 3 questions for both you and Brian. All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock.
You got this.
Name the evil house in Harry Potter.
Wait, can you repeat that question?
Name the evil house in Harry Potter.
Slytherin.
Number 2, what is the name of... Number 2, what is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Mowgli? No, Mowgli, I think. No, it's not that.
Pass. All right, number 3. What is the last lie you told your parents?
I was not on my iPad at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yes! Does it feel good to get that off your chest?
It's not really, but okay.
Was that Ava or Alana?
That was Alana.
Oh, see, I'm not naming my child Alana.
Yeah. Troublemaker.
Troublemaker name. All right, Brian is back in the building.
Alana's our troublemaker. Trust me.
All right, good job, girls. Good job. All right, here we go. Brian, same 3 questions. 30 seconds on the clock. First question is, name the evil house in Harry Potter, Brian.
Oh, Slytherin. I remember that from Harry Potter World.
Number 2, what is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Baloo?
Number 3, what was the last lie Ava or Alana told their parents?
That dinner was good. Well, I got one.
They're like, that's another lie. Time's up. Time's up. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is a close one.
Yeah, this is good.
I feel like those are my wheelhouse, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, they're like, uh-oh. All right, here it is. The first question was, Name the evil house in Harry Potter. Brian, you said?
Slytherin.
So did Ava and Alana. You guys are tied. 1-1 right there.
There you go.
Tied.
Number two, what is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book? Brian, you said?
I believe he was Baloo. He was my favorite.
The girl's past.
Uh-oh. Well, am
yes.
I right?
You are correct,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah! I've never had a lead.
Brian.
Dang
it.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Brian, up 2-1. Here it is. Number three, what was the last lie you told your parents? Brian, you said the girl said?
That dinner was good.
Alana said that I wasn't on my iPad at 3 a.m.
Alana, you snitched on yourself. Oh my.
It is a tie. This is the first time ever we've had a tie.
So what do we do?
The tiebreaker always goes to the kids.
No,
okay.
So congratulations.
You guys win.
I feel Melody, the mom's more excited about meeting CMCO than anybody.
Yeah, she's singing so along.
Excited. Her daughter's going to be like, don't embarrass us, mom.
Like, they tell me that all the time.
They're like, okay, mom, we're going to go to this thing with you, but you're going to have to let me play on my iPad.
Yeah.
All night
exactly.
long.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Melody, Ava, Alana.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys have such good energy.
Love your guys' vibes so much. We'll see you tonight. Can't wait to meet you in person, all right?
Yeah!
All right, hang out.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
You're in the middle of an hour of commercial-free music on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Listen, living in SoCal, this happens to you all the time. Awkward, embarrassing celebrity encounters, you know what I'm saying? Inspired by what happened to one of us here in studio this weekend. One of us was at a restaurant, and the line was too long at one of the bathrooms, so we used the opposite sex's bathroom. And once we were walking out, we encountered a celebrity who actually caught us with our zipper down.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Was it Brian, Chelsea, or myself? The answer is...
it was me, Chelsea.
I was like, are you going to say something? I'll make it up right now. Yeah, I bumped into somebody.
I didn't know if I wanted to own it or not. I wasn't sure.
She's like, I don't want to own it
still
anymore.
Embarrassed.
Chelsea, so who was it that caught you with your zipper down?
So, in all fairness, I had drank a lot of water that day. Really had to pee, okay? There was
We've
no
all been
line
there, man. You've all looked at the other side, the other bathroom, been like, I'll just do that one.
But I was hoping that I could, like, sneak in and sneak out without anyone noticing.
Right.
So I rushed through, you know, my pee sesh, and as I'm opening, someone had already knocked on the door, so I was like, oh shoot, someone's there, knew it, was embarrassed, but even more embarrassed when I opened the door, staring me right in the face, probably 1 foot away, was Niall Horan.
Oh!
From One Direction. Yep, that was him, and he looked at me with this cute Irish accent, and we like know each other-ish, just from like mutual friends, and also I've interviewed him a bunch, and he's like, hey, how are you? I couldn't wait to use the girls' bathroom, and I was like, oh, this is...
I feel better now, Niall, thank you.
I didn't know what to say.
Chelsea, what's worse, zipper down or toilet paper on your high heel?
Zipper down for sure.
Yeah, that's way
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, zipper down I feel like isn't as forgivable.
Depends on know? How far away from the bathroom you are. The sure. farther you get from the bathroom with toilet paper on your shoe, the worse it gets.
Yeah, at least he wasn't the one that pointed out that my fly was down. It was like a girl standing in line, but he definitely okay. like saw me make the adjustment. Like he knew.
Like, have a good day.
Yeah, I think he like definitely, he saw the situation and felt bad for
and
me.
And there's no smooth way to bring your zipper up. You know, you kind of do your shoulders together and just kind of zoop.
I mean, I wear yoga pants every day in studio. I'm not used to yeah. having a zipper.
I will say this. For some reason, as I get older, the more my zipper ends up down when I leave the bathroom. I don't know what it is. Like, you hit your 30s and you're like, I don't really care anymore.
Major lasers. Brian, how about you, bro?
The first weeks, probably like a year ago, I was driving up Highland. And you know when you're at a stoplight and maybe you're looking at something on your phone? Maybe. And somebody, maybe. Or whatever. And the light turns green and someone honks at you and you get like irrationally angry. You're like, hey, come on.
Right.
Like, all right. And then you drive off.
Hands in the air.
Yeah. I get all emotional. This guy honks at me and I'm like, come on, man. So then he's driving like a nice Porsche. I can see it behind me, right? And we're going up Highland. Then he gets in front of me. Well, at this point, I don't know it's a heat. The car gets in front of me. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Every stoplight, I'm going to return the favor because I'm petty, right?
Absolutely.
So for the next three lights, every time like it turns green, I'm like, bam, like immediately. And they're like, what? Right? That happens like 3 times in a row. And then all of a sudden, I did it one more time, and a middle finger shoots up out of the sunroof at me.
Ooh.
Someone flipped me the bird.
Oh, that's not
so,
right.
But you know what happens if someone flips you the bird? You got to see what they look like. You got to look into the face of this human being. And I drive up while I'm next to him. It's like a Porsche SUV, so they drive in a nice car with me. I'm thinking it's a rich person. I drive up. It's Dr. Phil.
Oh, somebody needs therapy.
And Dr.
Phil?
All I wish he would have done is rolled down his window and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man. And your management, though. Come on,
you
of all people.
Should have rolled the window down and be like, catch me outside. How about that?
How about that, Dr. Phil?
We'd just be rocking Bad Baby's music.
Exactly.
Like, she's famous now.
Just to troll him. Thanks to being on his show. All right. Coming up next, we have Rob, our listener. He has an epic story. He had an awkward encounter with Zac Efron. Another listener spilled mad popcorn on a famous actress at the movies.
Yikes.
And I'll tell you about a story that I had with a celebrity that turned from funny, awkward, to then almost having to call 911.
Jeez.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rob from Encino, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Rob. What's your awkward slash embarrassing celebrity encounter, bro?
So I was at a restaurant with my assistant and my team, and I went up to Zac Efron, but I didn't know who he was. And I was like, hey, man, I think I know you. I was like, he looked at me a little crazy, and he was like, no. I was like, well, what do you do for a living? He's like, well, I work for Caltrans. I was like, well, okay, no, I don't know you then. And then I walked away, and then my assistant's like, that's Zac Efron.
That's funny.
Like, oh, shoot.
Awkward.
That's funny.
I like that he said he works for Caltrans.
I know.
Right.
Is that his go-to? Like,
I went up to him after, and I was like, well, that's interesting, because I work for the MTA, and he just started laughing.
Wow.
That's really funny that you went up to him. You're like, you look so familiar. Do you work at a Starbucks or something? Where do I know you from?
That's so funny. You know, people, he gets that all the time. People just going up to him. I feel like there's so many times where I'll feel the same way. Like, I'll see someone from a TV show I just binge watched on Netflix, and I'm like, why do I feel like I know them? Or I like have emotions towards them. Like,
emotions?
You know? Like, yeah. I feel like I had an experience with them, and I'm like, oh, it's because they're on This Is Us.
Right. Like, I walked by John Bernthal from like The Walking Dead and from The Punisher and stuff getting on an airplane, and I walked by him, and I was like, it's no big deal. We're safe on this plane. Like, he doesn't know that stuff for real. Like, he's not the real Punisher. But I was like, I hope to God no terrorists are on there. They're going to get whooped.
What'd he say?
I didn't say it. I just looked at him, and I was like, you know, like, tip of the cap. Like, thanks for keeping the plane safe. Yes.
Brian just shook his hand, and inside his head, he said all that. He's like,
true American hero right here.
Thank you. Let me get you a drink, pal. Rob, appreciate you listening to us, man. Shout out to everybody that works at MTA.
Thank you. All right.
Manny from Highland Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Demon, bro, what was your awkward or embarrassing celebrity encounter, dude?
All right, so I was working at a concession stand at a movie theater, and lo and behold, Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is standing in my line. I start to get nervous, you know, hot sweat.
Sweaty.
My hands start
sweaty
getting
palms.
Sweaty.
Are you rehearsing in your head what you're going to say when she
of
gets
course.
Up to you?
Exactly. I'm going through all the things I'm going to say in my head, you know, profess my love to her. No, I'm just kidding. This is my end, you guys. Yeah, so she comes up to me. She asks for a small popcorn. Nervously, I say, okay. I turn around, and I bump the popcorn machine, and I drop what seems to be gallons upon gallons upon gallons of popcorn all over the floor.
Oh,
I turn around, and Jennifer Love Hewitt looks horrified. Like, I did this. And I looked at her like, yes, you did this.
And this is your fault, Jennifer.
It's all your fault. My hands were sweaty. That was your fault.
Gross.
So how did it end, bro?
It ended with her having to wait another 5 minutes to make popcorn. So it was done for everyone.
That's hilarious.
That's a funny one.
Manny, where are you working at nowadays, bro?
Right now, self-employed. You know, making money on the side gigs.
Get it, bro? That didn't sound shady at all.
Yeah, you know. You find me in the corner of Melrose.
I can't say exactly. You can't have it on record.
Still got sweaty palms, if you know what I'm saying. We don't know, but we're like, yeah, for sure,
that's
bro.
His street name, Sweaty Palms.
All right, Betty. Thanks for listening to us, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, we love you guys, man.
Love you too, man.
Lines are blowing up. Texts are blowing up with your hilarious and awkward celebrity encounters. Doreen from Downey, she wants to tell us about a story where she encountered one of the Jonas Brothers. Something embarrassing went down, and I'll tell you my story with a celebrity encounter where it turned from funny to awkward to almost having to call 911. We have Doreen from Downey. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your awkward celebrity encounter? You said it was with one of the Jonas Brothers, right?
Yeah. So I was in Las Vegas, and my friend, who is a resident DJ there, he invited my girlfriends and I out to Beecher's Madhouse.
Ooh.
And I was like, all right, cool. So we went to Beecher's. He's like, I got you guys a comp bottle. It's going to be great. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, cool, you know. So we get there, and, you know, we're drinking. We're probably drinking a little too much. And I didn't realize it was Joe Jonas's birthday party. And his table was, like close to us, you know, and everyone's just, like, partying. And they're, like, yelling happy birthday to him. And I'm really not paying too much attention because I'm a little bit buzzed at that point.
Right.
And then I see Nick Jonas, and I'm like, oh, hey, happy birthday. And he looks at me, and he's, like, with this weird look, he's like, thanks, and walks away. And then I realized it's Joe's birthday.
Yeah. Well, they are brothers. You know, he appreciated you said happy birthday to one of them.
Yeah, and they look alike, you know?
Do they?
Yeah, totally.
Do you know who still had it worse? No, still had it worse than all them was poor Frankie Jonas, not even old enough to go in the club, sitting outside alone in Vegas on a bench.
Oh, he was old enough. He probably just wasn't invited.
The poor Jonas brother.
Man, stop hating on Frankie Jonas.
Hey, Frankie, if you're listening, happy birthday, bro.
Love you, dog. Yeah.
Doreen, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. You're the best.
You too. Bye. Thanks so much. What are our texts, Amber?
I'm going to start the Frankie Jonas fan club.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I'll be the president. From the 808, I met Clint Eastwood in a grocery store in Hawaii while he was on vacation.
Cool.
And he asked me if the mangoes were good at the store. I answered in a shaky voice, some are good, some are bad, and some are ugly.
That's great.
The look he gave me was terrifying. Yet awesome.
I wonder if that's a Clint Eastwood like line in one of his movies.
Yeah.
Make my day, mango.
All right, man. This one was a trip, and it happened with one of my friends who's a girl, my wife, myself, and her boyfriend, right? So her boyfriend was a celebrity. She's like, hey, my boyfriend, you know, he's kind of a private person, but he wants to hang out with like a cool, chill couple. And she's like, I thought of you guys. This is when my wife and I were living in Dallas, right? So she's like, we want you guys to come up to the lake house and we're going to go on a pontoon boat and just chill on the lake. It's going to be awesome. We're like, heck yeah, let's roll.
Sounds dope.
It happened to be Tyron Smith, the offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. He played here at USC. He's amazing. He's like 6'8", 300
pounds. He's a monster.
Mm-hmm. He's a beast. Super cool guy. Teddy bear, you know, he's just super sweet, amazing. And I'm like, yo, man, what an honor, bro. This is awesome. So we're hanging out on the pontoon boat, and it's mad hot because it's Dallas heat. So we're all kind of taking turns and jumping into the water, jumping out. And we're like, yo, Ty, how about you, bro? He's like, nah, man. He's like, nah, nah. He's like, I don't swim. I don't do the water. Like, I'm good, right? He had just gotten like a $100 million contract, something crazy like
he's
that.
He's like, I'm just going to chill on the boat and just count my money.
He probably sinks if he's that big.
And of course, we peer pressured him as good friends. Come on, bro, just jump in. You got this. We give him a life jacket. He puts it on and looks like he's just wearing a necklace because he's so big, you know? So the pontoon boat is stopped. He jumps off of the back of the boat. And we're like, yeah, Ty, you did it. And I'm filming this, you know? That's awesome. You did it. And he comes up once. Then the current takes him under the boat.
Oh, no.
And all we hear is this from the bottom of the boat.
Like he's pounding on the bottom of the boat. He's stuck.
Yo, and all of a sudden it went from, oh, shoot. It's one of those moments where you're recording video and then you immediately stop and your phone just falls. You know what I'm saying? And I jump in there. The good thing about the pontoon boat is that it's got two gigantic tubes on the side and there's a lot of space in the middle.
Yeah, there's air underneath.
So there's a space. There's a gap between the water and the boat. Eventually, I jump in there. I give him my hand, like try to like help him out. But, you know, in the water, people are lighter. And he came back up and thank God he's fine. And he was laughing about it. But I was just like, in my head, I'm like, Jerry Jones is going to kill me.
Jerry Jones? Every Dallas fan in America is going to have they're going to put a hit out on you.
I just want to know if you still have the video.
I do.
I want to see it.
The Chelsea Report.
It's the biggest story right now. Even here in the studio, we can't stop talking about it.
Frankie Jonas.
Yeah.
Well, where are you, Frankie?
Who knew Frankie would be such a topic of conversation today?
The fourth Jonas Brothers. If you know anything about him, let us know.
Yeah, but the other story, Jussie Smollett. So did he stage the attack against him that happened 3 weeks ago in Chicago, the alleged hate crime? Last week, police initially detained two suspects, only to release them when the investigation's trajectory shifted. Apparently, the suspects, who are brothers and have actually appeared as extras on Empire, have flat out said that Jussie paid them to help orchestrate the attack.
One was his personal trainer, right?
And one was, his personal trainer that trained him for a music video.
Side note, these brothers are like basically the Hulk. They are shredded. They're huge.
They have abs I didn't know were possible.
Yeah, like how can you have abs on your forehead? How's that possible?
I think the thing that we've been talking about is like, why would, if he did stage the attack, right. We don't know yet, but why would he do it? So this is what I'm hearing. And I think the brothers basically kind of said this to police. He apparently was upset he didn't get a bigger reaction from people after that threatening homophobic letter was sent to the Empire set, which was directed at him, which police actually found magazines in the brothers' apartment that I don't think they've confirmed it yet, but it looks like they could have been the ones that also sent the letter. So
yeah, because that letter was written with like cut words or letters that were cut out of a magazine.
Yep.
I mean,
therefore fitting whatever magazine they found in these brothers' apartment.
It kind of would have been like a red flag a little bit too, right? Because no one actually does there's no collagers doing, you know, sending threatening letters. That's something
paper mache.
Right, that happens in movies.
A TV show.
Right.
It would happen in Empire.
Totally.
Which is crazy. I'm also it's crazy. I'm also hearing that his screen time on Empire has been lessened as questions kind of, you know, are surrounding this whole attack. Apparently, he was scheduled to have 9 scenes and a musical number in the episode that's currently being shot, but he's now slated for only 4 scenes. We're hearing a grand jury will hear the testimony this week. They haven't settled on a date. Nothing's set in stone. But basically, what they're targeting is the actor for allegedly filing a false police report, and lying on a police report can be a felony. So that's kind of, these are all the conversations that are happening right now. Nothing is totally confirmed or set in stone, but it's kind of the latest.
I've also read that allegedly they had rehearsed the attack, the orchestrated attack, and they knew exactly where he wanted to get jumped because there was allegedly a camera that was pointing that direction to cover this on video, and that video would go viral and create this whole situation. But that day, for some reason, the camera was pointing to the wrong direction.
Fail.
And that's why we have no video of the attack actually happening, allegedly, according to what I was reading. But my whole issue with, one, if he really created this, is absolutely disgusting. Number two is, do you believe it would be better if Chicago PD would just remain silent until they really find out what happened, or keep leaking information of what's going on in the investigation?
Well, I think initially they saw some red flags with the entire story. I think the things they've leaked have been out of frustration. Smollett hasn't been like the most forthcoming with information, you know, coming back from the phone records he wouldn't turn over initially, then some were redacted. And when you're an investigating officer, you're taking time out of other cases to go investigate a hate crime, and then you have the person not being super on board with the investigation.
Cooperative.
Mm-hmm. You would think that if that happened to somebody, their number one priority is catch them. You can say it all you want to, but your actions have to be catch them.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I'm glued to the story. Like, I keep literally going to CNN refreshing it because I want to know. And I think we feel sort of, I mean, and like I said, we don't know for sure what happened, but I feel like we've been reporting on it. And at first we were upset because we were like, well, how are people even second guessing his story? Like, we were sticking up for him, you know? So I think for me, I want to know the truth. So I like to keep up with it, but obviously it is creating some confusion because we don't know. So,
and so many things are leaking, and it's like, what's the truth? What's not? And therefore, I'm glad this grand jury is being called in so we can finally figure out what actually happened. And the truth comes out, man.
And I don't feel bad that we reported on it and took Jussie Smollett at his word, because I want to believe that I want to believe that no one would ever fake something like this. And I also want to set a precedent for myself of being coming from a point of empathy for somebody telling you a very difficult assault story, whether it be sexual, physical, racial, whatever. I'm always going to err on the side of, you know what, maybe I will end up being wrong for believing you, but I'm okay with that because I took you for your word.
Your first intention should be, man, this happened to you. How can we help? How can we support? Exactly. Not, I don't know if it's real. You know what I'm saying? And we would hope that that continues, but with stuff like this, it's tough.
Definitely. Well, I'll keep you guys updated on this developing story. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We have the Who Did You Dirty segment, so you can vent and release it and move on with your life. We're right. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. Richard from La Mirada, what up?
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling in, bro. Get it off your chest. Who did you dirty so you can move on with your life and release it?
So, in high school, I met this girl. Things were smooth. So things were great. And a lot of friends were telling me, like, man, watch out with this girl. You know, she has a history. I mean, this is like senior year of high school.
She has a history.
And we were actually in a band class together. And
band girls. I know that type.
Yeah, there you go. That's the craziest one, right?
Oh, yeah.
We were, you know, we were just hanging out a lot of times in the band class. And I always noticed that she was really, like, friendly with the guys. But, you know, I always keep an eye out for that.
Did she play the flute?
I played the flute. And she did, too. We both did. That's how we met.
I knew it. I also played the flute as well. So I have experience knowing that type.
Knowing that type?
No, I'm not saying I'm that type.
Oh, okay. She's mean,
you can't say all the flute players are whores.
No, like, I'm a flute player. Line. I talked to the flute players. I know it was up. Anyways, keep going.
She was the advanced group. I was the beginner's group at the time.
I bet she was.
And her group got a trip to go to Six Flags in Florida, I think. And they took a plane and everything. You know, as the trip's going on, a friend of mine sent me a video. This is a while back, so it's not like Snapchat, Instagram, and that stuff. It was just straight up video through a smartphone.
Yeah.
And she's just like on top of this guy's lap, making out with him, like totally going at it, and comes back, you know, a week later, tells me, no, none of this happened. What are you talking about? No. Show me the proof. Show her the video. She didn't even try to argue. She's like, all right, that's proof. So what do you want to do now?
Damn. What do you want to do now? She said, put it back on you.
So we break up. We graduate. I apply to work at Chick-fil-A. Find out she's like an assistant there.
No.
Was she above you in the chain of command?
Yes, sir. So I start working there. You know, we have to work with each other. Maybe a few months go by, almost a year. And she seemed to be different, right? So we tried it again.
No, Richard!
The next thing you know, it's with the coworkers.
Oh!
Like, what's happening?
And it happened on a Sunday because they were off.
Yes!
I knew it.
She never quit the flute, man.
No, man, but it was definitely one of those experiences. And now I'm happily married, so I'm good to go.
Well, Richard, did that feel better, bro, just to kind of let it out?
Definitely. It took some years, but I finally did.
Love you, bro. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
So there you are. You've been warned. Careful with the flute players. Chelsea backs up the statement.
I mean, I speak truth, guys.
Do you still play?
No, I still have, my parents still have it in their attic, though. So I should probably give it away to someone so they can use it. But I still have it. Yep. Somewhere.
You make so many awful flute jokes right now that are just so dirty.
Do it. Go.
No.
Quick.
With what? Quick fingers and what's in your mouth?
Okay.
You want to start there?
All right. We can
keep it on your mind.
All right, we can do that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and Brianna from Whittier with the Girls Up Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brianna. I hear another giggle next to you. Who's that?
My best friend named Brianna.
Wait, you're both named Briannas?
Brianna Square.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So Brianna and Brianna, Edgar.
cute man. Brianna and Brianna. What are you guys doing tonight?
Nothing. Hoping to see CNCO.
Okay, that sounds cool. You guys won the tickets. Come hang out with CNCO.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Winners!
Yes!
Brianna and Brianna. They're singing along. Sing along to that song, girl. Go for it.
Oh my gosh.
Now they're all shy.
Wait, who's your favorite member of CNCO? Go.
I like Christopher.
And I like Joel.
They're also handsome.
Yeah. Me too. I like those guys.
No, they're really cool, man.
They're
super
great.
Down to earth. So it's going to be an exclusive meet and greet hangout session tonight with CNCO at a secret location. Where are you girls at right now that you're so giggly and just hanging out?
We're in our room.
Do you guys live together?
Yes.
Oh, cute.
Awesome. I kind of wish we would have had that awkward moment where the winner, Brianna, was like, I'm not bringing her.
Hey, Ty, guys. I can't wait to meet you guys tonight and also hang out with CNCO, all right?
Thank you so much.
Brianna and Brianna, guys, from Whittier. With the girls all prettier.
Man, that's not a confusing house to hang out with. Right? People sound the same.
Telemarketers calling out with their doctor, Brianna.
Oh, you said Brianna? I'm Brianna. I'll get the other one.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. Dopest Moment Award going out right now. I got two of them. One actually just came in via text from the 818. This person wrote this. Yo, this whole morning I've been like, why are these guys playing commercials on a Monday? It's Tuesday. That's what happens after a three-day weekend, though, yeah. You know? They're like, what is going on? So I'm glad we're able to help you out and let you know that it's Tuesday today.
I'd also like to issue a formal apology to Maria from Twitter. She's appalled to hear the morning show on AMP call Slytherin from Harry Potter evil in trivia. I demand an apology and a retraction.
So is Slytherin not evil?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like they're the bad guys in the movies, but they're still just kids or little wizard kids.
Yeah. Like they're all evil. Are you going to say sorry?
I'm part of House Slytherin. It wasn't my question. It's your guys' question.
All right. The real dopest moment goes out to Manny from Highland Park. He confessed his embarrassing celebrity encounter earlier today. And it was basically at the moment where he was going to shoot his shot with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who was walking up while he was working, and then this happened.
So I was working at a concession stand at a movie theater, and lo and behold, Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is standing in my line. I start to get nervous, you know, hot sweat.
Sweaty.
My hands start getting sweaty.
Are you rehearsing in your head what you're going to say when she gets up to you?
Exactly. So she comes up to me. She asks for a small popcorn. Nervously, I say, okay. I turn around, and I bump the popcorn machine, and I drop what seems to be gallons upon gallons of popcorn all over the floor. I turn around and Jennifer Love Hewitt looks horrified. Like, I did this. And I looked at her like, yes, you did this. And my hands were sweaty. That was your fault.
Gross. So how did it end, bro?
It ended with her having to wait another 5 minutes to make popcorn. There was none left for everyone.
That's hilarious.
That's a funny one.
Manny, where are you working at nowadays, bro?
Right now, self-employed. You know, making money on the side gigs.
Get it, bro? That didn't sound shady at all.
Yeah, you know?
Sweaty Paul Manny running the streets. Just FYI on that.
Shooting dice, you know, self-employed.
Hustling.
Jesse Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio in 5 more minutes. We got New Rules by Dua Lipa, also Sunflower, Post Malone, Sway Lee coming at you. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys.
I wanna.
Let's go.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.